and welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of November 11th. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and extremely frustrated Melissa Hanson.
Shit-ass week. This recording this podcast is the best part of it, if that tells you anything.
I'm sorry, what was the line you just told me before we started recording?
I said let's hurry up and record so I can talk about dead JFK whole podcast.
Because it is everywhere. I mean, let's face it.
It's everywhere.
And you live in Dallas, which makes it even worse.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's every museum. We mentioned this, I think. So it's the 50th anniversary of his death is coming up in whatever date it is, like a week
23rd.
And a half.
23rd, yep.
And, so I live in Dallas, and, every single – everything is doing – every magazine and every museum and
network that does documentary television.
Right. Yeah. So I'm going to mention some stuff later on the podcast.
Well, aside from that, did you have much of entertainment at all this past week?
Well, we had talked about how we were going to discuss Julie Delpy.
Yes. And I still have not finished watching that movie yet.
Well,
that's my fault.
It's Julie Delpy.
I know. All right, but let's talk about it, because when the movie started, now I had just watched Before Sunset, which I didn't really appreciate.
Yes, you had watched Before Sunrise and Before Sunset.
But the second time I appreciated it more, and we were talking about how Ethan Hawke has started to lose his looks, but Julie still looked pretty much the same. In this movie, I don't know if she had kids in real life, but she has, to not be offensive in any way, but she has kind of bottomed out.
Yeah, that's not offensive at all. Are you speaking literally about her bottom?
Yes, literally about her bottom.
I think it is.
She, and it happens when women have children. I mean, this is not an unusual thing, but she seems to have.
I'm just going to let you talk.
I'm digging myself a bigger hole. Is what you're saying?
Go for it. You just keep going then. And
because if you look at the frame,
listening, make sure you send the letters to him, not to me.
When the movie starts, you only see her in the car. The top half. But when they get out of the car and they start walking around Greece, that's when you realize, wow, her body has changed.
Yes, because she's 43 now.
Right.
You know, she's not college age.
Yep. It just caught me by surprise. I mean, I had a huge crush on Julie Delpy when that movie first came out. But it just took me back. And you're right, Ethan Hawke, I don't know, his face is going through some kind of change thing. But he does not look, if you put side-by-side pictures of him from the first movie to this one, I mean, obviously they've gotten older, but he's taken it hard. All right, I'm done.
Okay, and she has one child that was born in 2009. Right.
But facially, I don't think she's aged as much as he has.
She's not aged well.
No.
She's not aged well.
But I mean, her face still has that.
As far as physically.
Yes.
As far as an artist, she has aged beautifully.
Oh, I mean, that goes without saying. I mean, the two of them together are beat for beat. Those characters are still living and breathing without any hitch in what that story, that narrative through line is.
And, okay, maybe a kind of flip side to those, or along those lines, I have recently watched 2 Days in Paris and 2 Days in New York.
Now, that was Chris Rock, right?
Well, 2 Days in New York was, So these are two movies, closer to like 5 years apart, that she wrote and directed.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. And she plays a character called Marion, which is very similar to her.
Okay.
In general. The character is a photographer. Not an actor.
Okay.
But French, lives in the States sometimes, whatever. And actually, 2 Days in Paris, her parents played her character's parents.
Oh.
Her mother had passed away by the time they made 2 Days in New York. Oh, so she's not in it, but her father still is. So anyhow, 2 Days in Paris, it's a woman living in New York. A lot of the time goes back to Paris to visit her parents, takes her boyfriend, played by Adam Goldberg. And it is so similar to the Before movies.
Oh.
It's just a day in the life.
Okay.
of this couple and her family and, you know, meeting her parents and her crazy sister and all of her ex-boyfriends just sex partners. Mm-hmm. But it's a day in life. It's a very similar, there isn't some big, huge, massive plot thing.
Yep.
It's just these two characters and we get to know them very well. So 2 Days in New York is like 5 years later. She has had a child but broken off with Adam Goldberg's character. He's not in it. But she's living in New York with her new boyfriend and like his kids. And it's played by Chris Rock.
Which is a really big jump there.
Which is a huge jump. And Julie Delpy and Chris Rock seems like wouldn't go. I think they work well together.
Wow.
And it's a very different role for him, absolutely. Because, again, it's like a couple days. And it's in New York, so her father and her sister's boyfriend come to visit them.
Okay.
And they're crazy. Her family's insane.
Okay.
And again, it's just these couple or few days in the life
right.
of this family.
Yep. And we all have crazy families, let's face it.
Yeah.
All of our crazies are families, and our families are crazy in one way or another.
Yeah, just in different ways.
Yep.
It's just like, it's a different kind of crazy, so you're not used to it. You don't realize.
Right.
Yeah, how crazy your family is. But it's very similar kind of things. It's just very realistic. It's this great, real dialogue. Kind of think that the very interesting thing is, so I enjoyed them.
All right.
They were not as much as the before movies, I think, because I really like Ethan, too. But very similar. If you like the before movies, you'll probably like these.
Okay.
But the best part, I'm watching 2 Days in Paris with my boyfriend. And it literally the exact moment I think to myself, holy fuck, I am so much like Julie Delpy.
Yeah.
He says, I really dislike Julie Delpy.
Oh, no.
And not her, like, as a person, but, like, this the character she's playing.
Oh, jeez.
Which I'm pretty sure is pretty darn similar to herself.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, excellent. That's just great. Let's see. How much longer should we give this one?
Oh boy.
Hi, Vey.
Yeah. Well, mine wasn't all that exciting. I mean, I'm still doing theater up the wazoo right now. Close one show, open another, rehearse three more. But I did get caught up on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I had fallen a few episodes behind. And this is one of those shows that I was highly anticipating, really looking forward to. Joss Whedon has done great work on television and taking these characters that we, you know, Phil Coulson that we knew so well from the Marvel movies mm-hmm. and bringing him into a weekly series I was really excited about. And partnering him with people like Ming-Na. All right. I'm still waiting for this show to kind of hit its stride. Every week there's glimpses and glimmers of things that it could, but it hasn't gotten to that Firefly must-see TV yet.
Yes. And well, now, after I watched the first episode, I was like, not that thrilling. Not bad, but not that thrilling. And you told me to give it some time.
Right.
And I have most definitely enjoyed it more as it's gone along.
Yes.
I've enjoyed the storylines more. Like the second, which one was like in the frickin' jungle? And
that was the second episode.
That was just horrifically bad episode.
Yeah, it wasn't so good.
It was painful to watch. I'm like, I was like going to be done. And you're like, no, wait. And I do definitely appreciate it more.
Yep.
Later episodes. Like if you've watched the first two and think it's like give it a couple more.
Yep.
But again, it's not great.
This week with the infection of the Chitauri virus that was left over from the Avengers movie, mm-hmm. There were a couple real what-the-fuck moments that you're like, oh my god! So there are those elements, but, you know, and we're still getting just little insights into what actually happened to Phil.
Yeah. It definitely has potential, but it's not there yet.
And I don't know if they're waiting for new writers to come in or if the writers just need to find their footing or what, but I'm hoping the network gives it enough time, and I'm sure they will because they're very highly invested in this thing.
Yeah.
That we'll get to see it through to the end. So it really, you know, really lives up to its potential.
Yeah, hopefully.
But speaking of Marvel, I mean, obviously the God of Thunder kind of owned the box office this week.
Okay, but here, pay attention to the numbers of the top four when I read them.
Okay.
People. Okay. Thor, The Dark World.
Yes.
$86 million.
Yep.
Yeah. Not unexpected. Okay, now pay attention. Bad Grandpa.
Yep.
11.3. Free Birds, 11.2. Las Vegas, 11.1.
Oh my God.
And then Ender's Game, 10.2.
So what that worries me
massively.
Yeah. What worries me is that a movie that everyone is talking about how freaking amazing it is, 12 Years a Slave,
yeah,
made $6 million at the box office.
Yeah.
Whereas Thor pulled in $80 million, more than that. And worldwide, Thor pulled in $186 million this weekend.
Sure. Yeah.
So.
But I love that drop, 86 to 11.
Yeah, that's frightening.
That's a huge difference.
And it's even more frightening to consider that the number two movie is still Jackass's Johnny Knoxville.
I know. That thing's going to gross $100 million
oh my God.
Before it's out of theaters.
Oh, my God. Well, for some reason, the studios were panicked. I don't know if it was because of Thor or what, but nobody was releasing anything of any significance to the box office this weekend.
Yeah.
There are two movies on the schedule. Both are small indies. One, Alexander Payne, who did The Descendants and Sideways. His latest film, Nebraska, is coming out, not to be confused with Tracy Letts' play Man from Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And then Malcolm Lee's holiday-themed sequel to his movie, The Best Man, is called The Best Man Holiday. And it's Terrence Howard and Morris Chestnut. And
with Taye Diggs.
Taye Diggs, yep. So, but those are the only two movies of any significance that are going to be at the theaters this week. So you can keep going to see Bad Grandpa and Thor.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's great.
Or you can hit physical and streaming media. Coming to DVD and Blu-ray this week, we've got Man of Steel, which I will give another chance, even though I didn't. The only thing about the movie I really loved when I saw it at the theater was Kevin Costner, which coming from me is bizarre.
Yeah, I can't believe those words escaped your lips.
Oh, I don't know either.
Wow.
We've got Dexter, the final season, and the complete series. Now, I'm hearing from people. I've only seen the first season of Dexter. I'm hearing from people that the finale was incredibly disappointing.
That's what the word is. And I know in general what happened. I have not watched it. I'm waiting for the DVD. Okay. I will chain smoke them. I pre-ordered it. All good. What I've heard kind of general, what they did. Yeah. Sounds really shitty.
Well, I can send it to you because sure, nobody on staff is reviewing it for us.
What is wrong with all of
that? I don't know. I don't know. But if you want to write the review or...
That's okay. One of the movies I thought was like one of the worst absolute movies of the year when our reviewers gave like a 90.
Really? Six. What?
I'm not saying. Oh.
Okay. Well, okay. You can tell me that off air.
I will tell you that off air, but right. I have mentioned it to you and I'm like, oh my God, I watched this movie and it was just seriously horrifically bad. And I wanted to see the review of the DVD and it was like...
Glowing.
That's a glowing review. And I was like, are you effing kidding me?
Okay.
That was nuts.
We'll have that discussion in a little bit. The other two movies at the top of the DVD Blu-ray this week, Turbo from Fox about the snail that drinks nitroglycerin and becomes super fast and races on the Indy 500 because a snail couldn't do that.
Right. And he wouldn't explode with nitroglycerin either or anything like that. So.
And then the documentary Blackfish. About the orca whales at SeaWorld, which I caught part of this on CNN. Oh. My brother was watching it one night, and I can't.
I want to. I don't know if I can. I think it just will push me over the edge.
It's heartbreaking.
To, like, suicidal depression.
Yeah.
So
yeah, in your current state, it's not the movie that you want to be watching.
Just in general, I can't handle it. It's so funny. I'm the kind of person, like, watching, like, a horror movie or something, or shit, even a reality show, and you kill, like, 100 people, I'm like, whatever. You, like, kill the dog, and I'm like, no, not the dog!
Well, the thing about this movie was it was originally meant to tell the tale of the woman who got killed by the orca.
Right.
The trainer.
And reality, yeah.
And what happened was, as the narrative evolved, it was about the injustice of keeping animals in captivity when there's no reason on God's green earth why they should ever be in this place. So, I'm coming to Redbox this week. We've got Grown Ups 2, White House Down, Hangover Part 3, I haven't seen any of these yet, and Monsters University, which I haven't seen either, although you liked it.
Yeah, I like that pretty much.
Yeah. That's at Redbox over at Netflix Skyfall, finally, James Bond fans.
Okay.
Olympus, and it's a hell of a James Bond movie.
No, it's not a James Bond movie. It's an M movie.
Well, that's true. She so is that, the Bond girl. Yeah. But it is a hell of a film.
No, it's a great film.
Yeah.
Some of it's ridiculous over the top, well, but taken as a whole, it is great.
But that's Javier Bardem playing the over the top stuff.
Yeah, which is fun. So. Yeah.
Olympus Has Fallen, which is the companion piece to White House Down. It's kind of the same movie.
Bookends there.
Uh-huh. Denzel Washington's Flight, which I haven't seen. And then
I can't
Chuck.
Watch it.
The entire series of Chuck is available on Netflix this week.
Yes, nice.
So I've watched, I think, the first three seasons.
Yeah, I didn't watch all of them. But yeah, I kind of fell out of it. Yeah, go catch up.
Right. Over at Hulu, it's kind of like 80s Palooza, Midnight Run.
Nice.
Which is a great movie with Charles Grodin.
Oh, absolutely.
Street Fighter. Raul Julia is the bad guy in the video game adaptation.
Sweet.
Good Lord. Al Pacino's Scarface. And then mm-hmm. Bruce Willis and Mercury Rising, which I think technically was an early 90s movie. And that's all I've got for physical and streaming media this week.
Okay. Well... Yeah, you're going to be hearing me saying three specific letters a whole bunch. And I could say it more, but I'm not going to tell you everything. Oh. All right, Monday, PBS, JFK, American Experience
okay.
Is on. And then Wednesday, PBS, Secrets of the Dead, JFK. So there's some other specials. I'm not going to tell you all of them.
Yeah.
But Friday, Raising Hope. Is finally back.
Oh, I forgot about that show.
After baseball. Yeah, so that is finally back on Fox. And then this past seasons of America's Next Top Model is finishing on CW. And then those of you, you know, who can't handle PBS, CBS has, as it happened, JFK 50 years.
Wow.
Saturday night. Let's see, Sunday... another new one from Fox, Almost Human, which is Carl Urban.
Yes, from Star Trek.
Dr. It's a futuristic cop show.
Which, if you were a child of the 70s and grew up watching Holmes and Yo-Yo, which is basically the same thing. It was a cop who got a robot partner.
Okay, I'm a child of the 70s, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, well.
Maybe I'm not a boy child of the 70s.
Maybe.
That's the difference.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it's. Kind of the same thing.
So. And like Alien Nation, where they partnered the cop with the alien, it's just...
Oh, yeah. It's just kind of a, yeah, a robotish thing.
Yeah.
All right. Also on Sunday, Food Network has a new show premiering. It's called On the Rocks, and it's another rescue establishment, but it's another bar rescue
okay.
kind of thing. Not bar rescue, like on Spike, but... They're rescuing bars.
Yes.
Anyhow. All right. And then HBO has the season finale of Eastbound and Down. Also.
Jan Ackbrod.
Let's see. Music this week. Kelly Pickler. New one called Woman I Am. And then Counting Crows has a live album out.
Oh, really?
Echoes of the Outlaw Roadshow. Yeah, it's from their last tour.
Huh.
And then we've got a couple albums of covers. The first one is Under the Covers, Volume 3, which is Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs, and this time they're doing 80s music.
Oh.
And then Katie Sagal, who so many know from Married with Children or yeah. Sons of Anarchy, she has a phenomenal voice. I love her voice.
She has done a couple albums, hasn't she?
Yeah, she is, and it's just beautiful. But anyhow, her latest is called Covered, and it's a bunch of covers. And it's actually with the kind of music producer of Sons of Anarchy.
Oh.
Produced this with her. All right. And then guess who has a CD out?
Who?
Ellen DeGeneres.
What?
You know how she dances at the beginning of every show?
Yeah.
It's Ellen DeGeneres' I'm Gonna Make You Dance jams.
Oh, jeez.
So it's not her singing. It's songs that she uses at the beginning of the show to dance
okay.
to. So it's the soundtrack, basically, for the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Gotcha.
All right. 12 Years a Slave. the movie we have mentioned, the music from and inspired by the motion picture.
I always hate that.
And me too. All right, and then we do have a new Christmas one.
Oh, really?
But do not roll your eyes yet.
Uh-oh.
It's called Snow Globe.
Yeah.
And it's by Erasure.
Oh.
It's some classics and some new songs.
I don't think they've ever done a Christmas
I don't think so.
Single or album before.
This one may be playing a rotation around my house. We have to fight with Amy Grant.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
All right. Books this week. Patricia Cornwell, her Kay Scarpetta series, number 21.
Wow.
And it is called Dust.
Okay.
And then Django Unchained.
Yeah.
So Quentin Tarantino actually gets writing credit on this, but it is a like a comic book.
Oh.
But based on his script.
Graphic novel, like novelization.
Thank you, yep. That's the word I was looking for, yep. And I just went with comic
book. Okay.
So anyway, but it's based on his script, so he actually gets writing credit on
it. Nice.
All right, and then those three letters again. The Hidden History of the JFK Assassination by Lamar Waldron. And End of Days, The Assassination of John F. Kennedy by James Swanson. And they are two of the foremost experts in this.
Well, here's the thing. How much, you know, I know there was people trying to dig up new information or create new information to say maybe a Secret Service agent accidentally shot him.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, you watch this stuff and you're like, all we're doing is regurgitating the same information over and over and over.
There's only so many theories and there's only so much evidence.
And all of none of the, like the Warren Commission report, none of that stuff has been declassified yet.
Who knows? Who knows? We're never going to know what really happened.
I know.
Anyhow, so if you want to, you know, check out theories.
Yeah.
The next couple weeks are going to be just your heaven.
Yeah.
All right. Finishing up in books, we have Victoria Wilson wrote A Life of Barbara Stanwyck.
Oh.
Steel True, 1907 to 1940. Uh-huh. So very interesting woman. Very interesting life. And ready for this?
What?
Undisputed Truth. And Mike Tyson. I don't know if my voice got low. It should have gotten really high. Mike Tyson. But anyway, so his autobiography is out. Okay. Theater news.
Yes.
On Broadway right now, After Midnight.
What is that?
It's a new musical, quote, celebrating the glamour and exuberance of Harlem's golden age.
Ooh.
So all kinds of great jazz stuff.
Yeah.
And the orchestra is led and handpicked by Wynton Marsalis.
Oh, wow.
It's like Duke Ellington and Cab Calloway and all those amazing stuff woven together by the writing of Langston Hughes.
Holy crap.
Yeah, pretty sweet. Currently starring Fantasia.
Oh, my God.
All you American Idol fans.
Yeah.
And Dulé Hill.
Oh, yes. I knew he was doing something.
Yep, that's what he's doing. And then this has... this is scheduled to be on Broadway for a while. February and March.
Yeah.
Katie Lang is appearing in it.
Oh my God.
And then, that's till March 9th. And then the end of March, Toni Braxton and Babyface.
Huh.
So depending who you want to see, you're going to want to check who's in it when you get your tickets.
Wow.
So it should be quite amazing to watch.
I'm all over the jazz stuff right now because we're in a jazz choir and we're doing all these cool riffs and everything. So I may have to get down to New York at some point. When my schedule opens up.
Do you do jazz hands?
No, we don't do jazz hands.
Well, then what's the point?
I don't know.
I'm not going to come watch you perform unless jazz hands.
All right. In entertainment news, we are rapidly zeroing in on Doctor Who's 50th anniversary. Not one, but two trailers for the show have been released by BBC, both of which indicate we are finally going to see the real story behind the Time War. But BBC has turned this into, BBC and BBC America, have turned this into a week-long event.
Of course they have.
Monday the 18th, we're going to do a marathon of the Doctor Revisited specials, which kind of is kind of a 20-minute recap of each one of the Doctor's...
Mm-hmm.
arcs, you know, each one of the actors who played the Doctor. And that's followed by The Science of Doctor Who, which is hosted by kind of like Britain's version of Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Nice.
His name is Professor Brian Cox. On Tuesday the 19th, they're doing a marathon of the Christopher Eccleston series. On Wednesday the 20th, they're doing a marathon of the David Tennant series. On Thursday the 21st, which goes into Friday the 22nd, is the Matt Smith marathon. Also on the 22nd, we've got Doctor Who Explained, which is kind of a new special looking over the entire history of the series, followed by Mark Gatiss's made-for-TV film An Adventure in Space and Time, which chronicles the origin of the series. It's kind of one of those biopic films.
Wow.
Then, finally, on Saturday the 23rd, is the global simulcast of the 50th anniversary special at the exact time it premiered 50 years ago on BBC One.
Sweet.
So check your time. I think in the States, at least Eastern time, I think it's like 2:30 in the afternoon or something like that. But of course, then it's going to be repeated throughout the day. And if you want to wait until Monday, you can go to the theater and see it on the big screen, because Fathom Events is broadcasting it in HD and I think 3D.
Wow.
On the big screen. But Saturday's special is also followed by the Graham Norton Show with Matt Smith and David Tennant.
Ugh.
So it's going to be a hell of a week worth of
all Doctor all the time.
Exactly. Speaking of BBC, Downton Abbey has been renewed for a fifth season, which I don't think the fourth season he's even started airing here yet.
No.
It has in the UK.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know the exact dates. I'll let you know.
I think it's January here on PBS. And then FX has given American Horror Story its fourth season because American Horror Story Coven has just kicked off with gangbusters in terms of ratings and critical acclaim. Star Wars Episode 7 locks in a release date of December 18th, 2015. But the original screenwriter assigned to the project has exited, which elevated Lawrence Kasdan, who wrote Empire Strikes Back, to co-writer opposite J.J. Abrams. Now, the rumors swirling around this is that the creative team is in panic mode because the studio will not back down on that release date. And Lucasfilm's Kathleen Kennedy is like, we need more time, we need more time. And they're like,
yeah, you think?
Disney is saying, screw it, this is what we're doing. And Fox is saying, this is what we're doing. So,
nice.
Yeah. Because they have Disney has a very solid release schedule in terms of how they're going to, you know, lay this out and how it's going to lay out with the other films. So
who cares if we have something good to show you? We're showing it to you.
Well, and that's just it. They have no chance but to make a good film. So there's going to be a lot of sleepless nights working on that.
Oh, yeah. They are not necessarily going to make a good film.
Well, it's got to be better than The Phantom Menace. And
what? Don't tempt them.
Oh, God. It has to be. Speaking of Disney, Animal Kingdom is building an Avatar land, you know, based on James Cameron's films, which I guess he's got three more he's planning to direct after.
God.
I know, right? But Lionsgate is now entertaining offers from two undisclosed companies who want to build a Hunger Games theme park.
Yeah, because this is really great.
So what, shepherd kids
you
in to get them?
Like giant wasps that are going to sting you?
Or other kids who are going to slaughter you?
What is that?
I don't know.
What exactly is that going to be? Are you kidding me?
Now, I know Universal is expanding their Harry Potter area, which, given the success that they've had down there with that thing at Islands of Adventure, I'm not surprised. But really, a Hunger Games theme park just seems a bit much.
You're just going to be part of the rebellion and, like, get blown up? Like, what?
I don't know. Three actresses, including Bond girl Olga Kurylenko, have tested for the role of Wonder Woman in Warner Brothers' in-development Batman vs. Superman movie. The other two I'm not familiar with. It's Fast and Furious' Gal Gadot and G.I. Joe Retaliation's Elodie Young. Jamie Alexander, who plays Lady Sif in the Thor movies, was supposedly up for the role, and there was their first choice, but she is tied to the Marvel films and cannot get out of that contract.
Hmm.
Netflix has signed a deal with Marvel. This was interesting.
Yes.
For four new series based on Daredevil, Luke Cage, Power Man, and Iron Fist, and then Jessica Jones, who is actually Luke Cage's wife, who is kind of like this hot detective, tough lady, who's got some kind of superpowers, but it's never really... So she's a member of the Avengers in the comic book.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. He took smaller... Well, I don't... Daredevil's not quite as small, but smaller characters... And, yeah, are going to develop shows around them.
Well, and given the success Netflix has had with their original series so far, I mean, this can't be anything.
We'll see how it compares to, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. kind of thing.
Right. Right. Two other small items really quick. Blockbuster has liquidated all of its remaining retail operations. No more brick and mortar. I mean, Redbox has really killed them. As if Netflix wasn't killing them enough.
Right.
Redbox. And I just got Redbox Instant, which is great because there's stuff on there that isn't on any of the other streaming services. I got to watch the 1966 Doctor Who versus the Daleks feature with Peter Cushing. It was kind of a Lost in Space type thing, but I had never seen it before.
Right.
And there's a bunch of other stuff on there that Netflix doesn't have, that Hulu doesn't have. So, and it's the same price. It's $8 a month, plus you get 4 free rentals at any of the Redbox locations.
Yeah, I need to check it out.
So it's worth looking into. But, so Disneyland for the holidays has Haunted Mansion Holiday, and It's a Small World Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Walt Disney World has now countered with the Jingle Cruise.
Oh, my.
So they've converted the Jungle Cruise into a Christmas-themed.
Well, because that wasn't cheesy enough as is.
Well, now they can do all holiday jokes.
Oh, my.
So
how exactly do you make Christmas jokes about, like, rampaging hippos?
An elephant in the waterfall. I don't know.
Tie that one in.
I don't know. But they're trying. You would assume that the Pirates of the Caribbean would be the next logical one to do, but apparently not.
Change the yo-hos to fa-la-las.
Or to ho-hos. Ho, 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 a pirate's life for me. Anyways, that's all I've got for entertainment news this week.
All right. Well, over at the Kardashian-Jenner household.
Oh, boy.
Miss Kendall recently turned 18.
Uh-oh.
So who wants to guess what all the offers pouring in on that date for her? For
porn.
Work? Absolutely.
Oh,
every single porn company.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Sent her an offer.
Wow.
The day she turned 18. Love America. And actually some sad news.
Oh.
Scott's mother recently passed away.
Yeah.
We don't have much information about it, but he and Courtney went back to East Coast for her memorial. So that's why he actually had been missing from some of the big Kardashian events. People were speculating, but it's come out now, and it came out, I think, a few days after she passed.
Now, is the show still on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if they'd kind of run its course and they were doing other things.
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay.
Show's still on. And that's actually the other big news. Somebody leaked footage of Kanye's proposal.
Oh.
Well, they're going crazy and they're going to sue him and whatever because it's going to be on the show. That they want everybody to wait for the footage for that.
Okay.
But anyhow.
Oh, well.
Yep.
Do we have a contest this week?
We do.
Yes.
All you YouTube fans are going to love this one. Happy Tree Friends.
Oh, yeah.
The cute little animated animals that then, like, accidentally cut all their body parts off.
Yep.
And spurted blood everywhere. Yeah, they're on DVD now. So, yeah, fans of that, you know, online are going to want to head over to our contest page and register to win that.
All righty.
Hmm.
I'll have fun with that. Well, Thank you guys for tuning in. We apologize schedule-wise last week. We were out of sync and unable to get a show on. But as we head into the holiday season, we'll be giving you guys updates in terms of what we'll be doing a holiday gift guide and give you guys some suggestions on what you may want to look at to purchase for friends and family this year for the holidays. But until then, we will see you next week. Thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you for reading DVD Verdict as always. And feel free to check out Daily Verdict. We're still in beta mode because we haven't gotten, you know, our arms fully around it yet. But the news, entertainment news, will be showing up on there as well. So until next week, Melissa Ann, take it away.
No time for your love if it's turning me insane. Goodbye to love.